hello and good evening, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Yellow Brick Road, because it's 8 p.m. We've got an hour and a half of great new British and Irish music. And also, you know, it's December, so we're wrapping up we're getting close to summing up 2024. And I can't do this alone. So I've got friends on who are going to be joining me for tonight's show, and we'll get through everything for you. Jazz and Nathan, you guys are joining me today. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, Pranada.
Hi.
Pranada, it's so nice to see you guys again. Hope you're doing really well. Of course, it's December, so the first thing I want to ask you is, because this week has sort of been when, you know, Spotify Wrapped has dropped. Everyone's talking about, like, what their biggest listen to artist of the year was and everything. I could probably guess who it might be for you guys.
Yeah, it's definitely... We've discovered some artists that, you know, we have been absolutely loving this year. This has definitely been our super furry year.
Yeah.
Again, it might be a bit late to get into them, but better late than never. And we've been so lucky to have the opportunity to see the frontman of the Super Furry Animals live a couple of times. Yeah, I think it's just like the first time we saw him, it was just so incredible. It's just like such a Moorish performance, and he's got such an incredible talented band. Just it leaves you like wanting more, really. It's absolutely incredible seeing it for the first time. Like, it's a magical experience. Incredible solo artist as well, worked on many projects, very, very multi-talented, incredible man.
I don't think there's an album he's done that's not a concept album, at least solo.
Concept, yeah, conceptual artist.
I know you guys saw him literally just this weekend.
Yes, we saw him in his hometown gig in Barry. He was co-touring with Bill Ryder Jones, who has also had a very successful album out.
Very highly rated.
Yeah, very, very critically acclaimed, very highly rated.
I can see that album's made quite a few people's year-end list of like best albums of 2020.
Yes,
so it's really high up.
I'm very supportive and really happy for him. It's not exactly my cup of tea, but he's a fantastic performer. I did enjoy seeing him live. And I do think that probably, like, he has been so critically acclaimed for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Albums that really come to life live, right? So when you saw, I should tell people, for those who haven't heard it, the album's called Yehida. Good health, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would still see him live again for sure. And I did enjoy it, and it was nice to be in that moment and to listen to his music and listen to it live. And again, just like Griff, he is a very, very talented live performer. And he just has such a chill vibe about him. Like, he came out wearing like a hoodie and joggers, and he was just killing it.
Just sent me a couple of pictures from his set, and I just remember looking at it and thinking, no one has the right to look that cool in a hoodie.
How does he do it? Yeah. I know, when I wear a hoodie and joggers, I feel like a slob, but like, you know, when he does it, he just looks like the coolest guy in Barry. He probably was up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the second coolest that night.
Unfortunately, because it was Griff's hometown gig, people were there to see him. But of course, there were quite a few people there who were very excited for Bill Ryder Jones as well.
And no doubt a lot of them left as fans that night.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. Like, if you hadn't listened to his album before, like, I reckon people would probably leave, like, either, you know, buying his CD or buying his record.
See a few people at his merch store.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think as well, Welsh media has made quite the effort to try and promote him as well.
Mm.
Like, his appreciation to Welsh culture and the fact that he has chosen to name his album Yehida. I think there is also a Welsh song, Nostra, I'm pretty sure. So, you know, I think Welsh people are, you know, appreciative of him taking inspiration from the Welsh language and Welsh culture, and him having, you know, such a close bond with Welsh artists as well.
He's toured with Griff before, so this wasn't his first exposure to Griff. They've done a little bit of work together, mostly live.
Yes. Yeah, they seem to have like a very close bond, and they worked together before, very, very fond of each other.
Mm-hmm. But, were you guys overall happy with your Spotify Wrapped? Just coming back to that.
Yeah, it was kind of what I was expecting, really. Super Furry Animals were number one, and surprisingly Pulp was second place, and then Griff Rhys was third, Arctic Monkeys were fourth, and then somehow Madness got fifth place. I don't know how, but that's the way the Wrapped goes.
Maybe you were listening a lot to them, like, during, like...
Well, I listened to the new album last year. I was still listening to that this year, so that probably leaked in. Fontaine's DC have come very late. I got into them in November, so I think they just missed the raps, like, gathering their data. Nick Cave. He was quite late, too.
Mm-hmm. Fontaine's and Kneecap were on mine, for sure. I had Muse, but I think Muse have been in mine for the last 4 or 5 years.
Nice.
So it's been a very Irish year for you.
Yeah, yeah. I think Sprints are also somewhere in there, but they maybe slipped out a bit because I ended up getting their CD and now that's just what I've been listening to.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. But for our listeners, do you want us to start off with playing some like new music, which I thought since we're kind of talking about Wales and Cardiff and the shows you guys have seen, maybe we could start with a couple of new Welsh releases?
That sounds great, yeah. Take it away.
I've got two tracks to start us off, both very different. One is this brand new Adwaith. I think everybody in the country is just happy whenever there's new Adwaith music. I think they're the only band to have won, or only artist ever to have won the Welsh Music Prize twice.
Wow.
That would be a good one to start it off with then. Fan favourites. Sounds good. Yeah.
Yep. So new Adwaith song called Million. And Sage Todd's rapper, slightly different vibes, but he's also a really cool guy. And I feel like a lot of Welsh learners like him because he puts out these long tracks and he'll also put out like little captions, both in English and Welsh. So Welsh learners just love using his stuff as like learning material almost. But he's got a new song out called Rhedeg, meaning run. And we'll listen to them both now and be back here on TFRC.
Yeah. grease ball. Redag again, just pay redag i ffwr Redag yn dash, symud ymlaen, sa'n dyfod byd yn fydwrn Siwr na bell, gormod o bobl i gwrdd Gwbod ma'n mater o bryd, angor o'i bwyd a fy bwrdd Gadal y nith, cymryd y risg, gyda ba newid a cymryd y pus Angor fy hun, angen y sys, pwy oedd yna pan i'n isa'n rist Ag unig, mond un peth di newid image Bydd mor ond yr un pobol o'r looks bydd when you're raised in a village Haid i fi dianc a to fly, sbiwch i fyny, touching the sky Regen y gael, but it's still the guy Dibynnu ar neb, dim lot mwyn a dau Ond wir, Kevin Glad wedi crefi, safi am ti yn Kevin y Glad Edrych ar ôl fy mam a fy dad, dwi'n mam call o tam a million yn rhad Redag i fi, redag again, just pa i redag i ffwrn Redag yn dash, symud ymlaen, sa'n dwi'n fyd o fy dwrn Siwr na bell, gormod o bobl i gwrdd Gwbod ma'n mater o bryd, angor o'i bwyd a fy bwrdd Redag i fi, redag again, just pa i redag i ffwrn Redag yn dash, symud ymlaen, sa'n dwi'n fyd o fy dwrn Siwr na bell, gormod o bobl i gwrdd Gwbod ma'n mater o bryd, angor o'i bwyd a fy bwrdd Merched gora llefydd ddistaw, genod edrych nas yn poen Sish kebab mince drwy calon, stick yn gogi o dan fy croen Meddwl bod ni am para'n ala, so wedi wario ara Fan o di cysgu heb gobryd, wedi dod ni ar y ffôn am oria'n siara
Da fi lawr, agos i torri lawr Dim mwy o hegni corfi'n twtio llawr Dwi'n methu gwthio so fi'n bod i nawr Dyd heddiw, dyd draw, dyd nawr
Yo, dyd draw ydym Criad ar o'n saith Dech dim sois Beth yw tymlaen
Redag i fi, redag again Just pa i redag i ffwrn Redag yn dash, symud ymlaen Sa'n dyfod byd yn fydwrn Siwr na bell, gormod o bobl i gwrdd Gwbod ma'n mater o bryd Angor o'i bwyd am y bwrdd Redag i fi, redag again Just pa i redag i ffwrn Redag yn dash, symud ymlaen Sa'n dyfod byd yn fydwrn Siwr na bell, gormod o bobl i gwrdd Gwbod ma'n mater o bryd, angor o'i bwyd am y bwrdd
Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. You just listened to a bit of Sage Todd's with his brand new song Redag and a bit of Adwaith with their song Million, them returning after a little bit of a break. Both songs in the Welsh language and coming out of Wales. And incidentally, I'm joined by two friends of mine, Jazz and Nathan, joining us from Cardiff, co-hosting this week's show. And yeah, we loved those songs, both quite breakthrough in their own way. Adwaith kind of forging a path forward for indie music in the Welsh language, and Sage Shaw's doing the same for Welsh language rap and hip-hop.
Yeah, it's been a great year for music for a lot of like hip-hop and rap artists and drill artists. It's been a great year for Welsh hip-hop artists. It really has,
yeah, and I think a lot of them.
It's just Wales is really strong in their hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
It seems, yeah. So
that's cool.
Lanthek also won the Welsh Music Prize this year.
Yes.
That was a big moment.
Very well deserved. Very, very impressed with. I definitely intend to get into Lanthek. I'm not very good with streaming. I sort of prefer to listen to my music in physical copies. So I'm just keeping my eye out for CDs. So he's on my listening list for sure.
You guys showed me around Kelly Records as well, and they had so many CDs. It was great to go through that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love their collection.
I know, it's nice to even like browse and just like look through it all. Yeah. It's like, it's sort of like just going to the library and just like looking through all the different sort of selections.
Mm-hmm. But you guys did get to see Lanthek a little bit because you were at the Welsh Music Prize. And I know Jazz and I have talked about this before. But Nathan, what was your like experience of kind of seeing all the performers then?
So again, it was sort of like a different atmosphere from what I'm used to. Like when I go to gigs, usually it'll be like standing concerts. It was a lot more of like a formal environment, and me and Jazz only managed to get tickets at the sort of like end, so we got like balcony tickets all the way at the back, so it was much more formal. People had sat down and very quiet, and I think the most popular artist did receive a few like whoops and hoorays, but it did seem like a very professional environment. With the shortlisted artists who were to perform for the Welsh Music Prize, it was like very short sets because obviously you had to have, you know, unlimited time, so everyone had 7 minutes sets. So it was just like a sort of like sample of the different shortlisted artists who were nominated for the Welsh Music Prize, and just a little sort of taster of sort of getting into new music. But I like mentally noted down a few new artists that I would love to listen to, so I'm definitely getting around to that.
Who were you most impressed by?
Obviously, like, we attend in support of Griff Rhys, but before the show we ended up meeting the frontman of Newport Welsh sort of metal reggae band Benji.
Skinjin.
Absolute down to earth, fantastic lad. Such a kind guy. Like, I was saying hello to him and I was complimenting him, and because obviously he is a very important figure for a lot of black Welsh artists, especially those who are alternative artists. Benji is an absolute legend. He's done so much for like mainstream metal music as well, especially like introducing a genre that you wouldn't necessarily think would work well together. Like, you wouldn't think that, you know, reggae and metal, you usually put those two together, but like he's managed to do it, and he's a very, very talented man. And then obviously Lem Frick, I'd love to get into, and Alicia Scott, who is a very, very talented reggae artist as well. Yeah, was very impressed by her. HMS Morris, you had Chroma, Workhouse. Like, it was such a diverse shortlist, to be honest. There was like, was that Boya? Yeah,
I think
Boya.
So.
I had, you know, someone who was like very gender non-conformative, almost sort of like doing like a sort of drag bit in that sort of way. So, you know, you had something there for everybody.
Yeah, and it's really awesome how when they say that they're trying to showcase the best of Wales in 2024, they've really just gone and picked all the different little scenes happening in Wales and not just maybe one or two.
Absolutely. It's definitely making progress towards making listeners as well broaden their tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Have mainstream music as well. So it's not like we're not just listening to the same music, and then make our listening experiences more diverse as well, I think is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Broadening up our tastes.
So showcasing like Welsh R&B, Welsh reggae, Welsh hip hop as well, actually winning the Welsh Music Prize.
Yes.
A really big deal. So I feel like that's maybe one moment of 2024, since we're sort of getting close to the end and we, you know, are wrapping up the year. I feel like that'll stand out as one of the moments of like Welsh music in 2024.
Yes.
I do have one song for the next set that's kind of going in a similar direction. Kizzy Crawford is an artist who kind of sings half in Welsh, half in Portuguese, and she's been making really cool music that's sort of like sometimes covers of traditional Welsh songs, sometimes it's more kind of like R&B themed stuff, sometimes just folk music. So she's been doing some really cool stuff, and I've seen that she's been dropping a couple of new songs, so I feel like we should probably play some of those.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah,
she's got a new song called Cadinian Vemhen. What does that mean?
Chains in my head. Sounds interesting.
Oh, that is exactly the cover artwork.
Oh.
She's got a couple of chains on her head.
There we go.
There we go then.
For people who don't speak the language.
Yeah.
And then I've maybe got some artists who are making music elsewhere as well. So I've got a band from, I think, London or Ireland. We're called Girl Band with an exclamation mark. And this is not the band that's now called Gilla Band. Like, and there used to be an Irish band who are now called Gilla Band, but they changed their name a couple of years ago. I think they said that they were doing it as like a sensitivity thing, which I do appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they've perhaps gotten some feedback and listened to that feedback, and that's all you can ask for from artists, really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what feedback is for, isn't it? That
there was a similar thing actually this year or last year with the band that used to be called Slaves. Like, people have been kind of going, for a few years about it, and they did eventually change their name. So when they came back last year, they're now called Softplay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah. We saw them before.
Yeah, they were supporting for the, when we saw the Prodigy.
That's a cool lineup.
Yeah, it was. They were really fun.
Mm-hmm. But apparently the moment that kind of sold it for them was they were talking to Bob Villain, who are also a really cool punk band. And it's like these two guys kind of doing almost like grind punk. And their singer, Bobby Villain, he went up and he was just like, you know, I really like you guys and I would love to buy your merch. But as a black punk, I don't feel like I could go and buy a shirt that says slaves on it. So they were like, okay. And that's when they changed it.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really big of them because like sometimes, you know, you're just doing things in ignorance and you don't know until someone else tells you and then sort of it puts another perspective into things. So yeah, they clearly do care and they've made a decision to change their name.
And then they came back with, I think, another album that a lot of people are saying is one of the best albums of 2024. The first song that they released after they came back was one called Punk's Dead. And the whole song was just basically them saying, you know, people were like, oh, you've changed your name. And there were some people who were a bit annoyed about it. And they were like, well, so what?
Yeah,
nice.
Their album is called Heavy Jelly, though, which is also a really fun name.
They are sort of like a fun band. They do seem to like, they don't take themselves too seriously, despite being like a punk band. They don't take themselves too seriously, which I think is good. Because when we saw them supporting the Prodigy, they came out to Venga Boys, We Like to Party, and they were like bouncing about and like frolicking on stage before they started their set. So that was like very entertaining to look at. Yeah.
That's great. Okay, I didn't know that.
Entertaining band.
There was one song of theirs that had like a little mandolin, and it was kind of like basically they took a break for a little while, and in that while that they were kind of out of the music scene, they were dealing with like one of the two of them, Laurie, his wife was like dealing with cancer at the time, so he was just he just kind of like retired from music for a bit and was just taking care of her and everything, and he's like written on the album a bit about like grief and loss and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, they put all of that into a punk record, which is pretty nice as well.
Yeah.
But then there's also like other stuff on the album that's kind of lighter. So they've put a lot of perspectives into this.
Yes. And I think it's why, you know, when you write an album, of course, you've got the artistic choice to do whatever you want. But when you're writing an album about subjects that are quite heavy, it's nice as a listener to have something that's a bit more lighthearted in between, so you're not like finishing an album feeling absolutely depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to, you know, sort of like to bring a bit of hope when you're going through something that's really difficult.
So should we listen to something from the album?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that sounds like a really good idea.
Okay. I can pick their song where they're sort of reflecting on like gym culture and toxic masculinity and all that, but also looking at it from the perspective of like, hey, sometimes working out just makes you feel better and you're like taking care of yourself and everything.
Yeah.
They put all of that into a 2-minute song called Mirror Muscles.
That's a pretty cool subject. Gym culture is something that's very popular at the moment. Like, I think they've touched a very relevant subject of like, you know, yeah, obviously go to the gym and look after your health, but also, you know, don't let toxic masculinity consume you because it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely worthy of one of the albums of the year. So we'll play that. And
nice.
We'll have a bit of Girl Band and some Kizzy Crawford. And then we'll come back and talk more about other cool shows.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Getting forward to it.
Mae'r argau wedi codi ac mae'n cuddio'r hael Dwi'n dad gysyllt di Mae diffryd yn y llestr, llestr
Yn disgwyl i'w beth da Cofio nôl i'r noson wa Mae hyn yn well gof ten ffordd ma
O'r gadwyn i am fy mhen
Dwi'n yn hoffi
otros cerdos y tentar y piano. Y digo mirar, lana man, que le gato y ni otros cerdos y tentar y piano. Y digo mirar, lana man, que le gato y ni otros cerdos y tentar y piano.
Keep going. eyes. Wednesday I'm hitting them legs. In the winter packing on size. By the summer I'll be shredded wheat. Bare chested bones and meat. If you want we can eat, I'm an animal cannibal lion. Pumping iron. Looking like Arnold, looking like Ronnie. Looking like Rambo but I'm not Johnny. Quick selfie, devil emoji. Polyester looking all cozy. All Jackman but I'm not you. Eating like Pac-Man munching our food. It's broken season and there's a reason I'm looking bigger than you.
You're listening to The Yellow Brick Road on CFRC. We're still here. We're playing you all the best new music from the UK and Ireland. And we're also kind of like wrapping up the year and talking about our favorite stuff. I'm your host, Rue. If you're joining for the first time, where have you been? But I've got two more hosts joining me today. So if you've just tuned in, Jazz and Nathan are also here. And we've been sort of talking about like the shows that you guys have seen and all of that. We were talking about some bands that, you know, are from Wales and that are playing music and, you know, like some of the bands. I don't know how this discussion came about, but we played a bit of Kizzy Crawford. We played some girl band with an exclamation mark and we played some Soft Play because I think we think they might have one of the albums of the year. But just talking about shows, like there's some shows coming up that you guys are looking forward to next year, right? What's coming up?
Well, I mean, in a couple of weeks, you're seeing Alabama 3 in Bristol, aren't you?
Yeah.
So there's that. That'll be your last gig of the year, won't it?
Yeah.
Alabama 3 are, in fact, not from Alabama. They're not even from America.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not traveling across the pond, but just across the streets, as it turns out.
Do you know what I remember about them?
Yeah.
I think they were the reason why the singer from Razorlight is not in the Libertines.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, they saw him performing some solo stuff way back when he was, like, briefly playing guitar with the Libertines, Johnny Burrell. So he was, like, he did, like, a solo show, and they saw him, and they were like, oh, dude, you're so good. You should do this, like, you should come on tour with us and
you
do, like,
neglect the Libertines.
Yeah, you should do this psychedelic noise stuff with us. And he was just like, oh, okay. So, like, the Libertines needed him to be there for, like, an industry gig, at which I think they got signed. And they called him and they were like, oh, can you step in and like be our bassist for a little bit? And he was like, actually, I'm doing this psychedelic experimental noise stuff with Alabama 3, so I can't make it. So that's why he's not in the Libertines.
Well,
but you're seeing him.
Yeah.
And also you're going to Focus Wales next week and they've just released their lineup. And as always, it looks so good.
Yes, so we will be going to Focus Wales next year. We're just waiting for us both to get paid so we can get the tickets secured. So that's the build-up for that. But yeah, it looks like it's it's fantastic for us because we're getting a triple whammy with the Super Furry Animals. Not together, but we will be getting Griff Rhys and then Daz Cooleys, who we missed out on this year. We got it. But we'll be able to get to see them next year. And then Gittles band Gulp will be playing as well. So we're very, very excited for that. That seems like a very sort of a rare opportunity of getting all those three bands mm-hmm. in one festival. We're looking very much forward to it. And then again, Welsh Music Prize winner of this year, Lemfrek, will be playing. Other artists coming from outside of Wales as well. So I think it's going to be a very, very interesting lineup, and I'm looking very much forward to it.
Mm-hmm. They've got Girl Ray, who I think are just really funky and a very cool band. So whatever they play, I think they're going to have a really good time playing over there. They've also got Annie Glass, who makes kind of like more weirder experimental pop kind of music. They've got Kid Smoke, who are indie dream popish band from, I can't remember exactly where in Wales from, but I think they're a Welsh band as well.
Their name does ring a bell. I don't know if it's Wrexham or something like that, but yeah, they sound familiar.
It looks like Ninebark have reformed, and they were kind of like...
Ninebark, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Ninebark is there as well. So yes, we're very excited for them as well. I think that's going to be quite an experience.
It's also interesting this year, they've got a few of the headliners from outside Wales. So they've got Sprints and Nova Twins as two of the headliners. Nova Twins are from London, and they make really cool, like, if you like the sort of stuff that, like, Muse and Royal Blood and bands like that do, but it's a little bit hip-hop as well, and it's just really catchy and really good stuff. So that's Nova Twins. Uh-huh. And then they've got Sprints from Dublin, who I think... their album is one of my albums of this year. So they put out an album called Letter to Self back in January, and I'm still thinking about that album, so I guess that says something.
Oh, right. Well, we'll have to see them as well. I think, to be honest, like, this is the first time, because usually when I've attended music festivals, it's been very much a sort of like social hub and, like, getting together and drinking together. So when we're not seeing the bands that we want to see, we'd be, you know, going to our camping spots and you know, just sitting together and drinking and playing games and whatever, what have you. But I think, like, this might be the first time where I'm actually, what I want to do at that festival is just, like, go between the different stages and just try and see as much music as we can, and, like, get into some new music as well. And yeah, I'm really into this lineup. It looks really good, and it sounds really interesting, so I think I'll want to get as much out of it as possible.
Yeah, I can recommend a couple of people that I think you would like. Adult DVD, I'm pretty sure you're going to really like their stuff, because they make really kind of dance punk music is the best way I can describe them. And I'm a little biased towards them because they've been on the show, so I interviewed their singer, and he was really nice. He was on his way back from a Fontaine's DC show when he was talking to me. So it's just like, that's just giving him extra points in my book.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, he went to see their album launch show, which was like a really tiny show they did somewhere in Camden. I can't remember the venue, but it was like 150 people.
Oh, wow.
Hard to get into. Then. Yeah. They were in Cardiff just a little while ago, weren't they?
Yeah, they did. They sold out the Utilita Arena.
They're coming back next year, playing in Cardiff Castle. So I think that's going to be massive as well for the summer.
That's sold out already.
Are they?
Is it?
Yep.
Imagine.
Yes. Whoa. Because I was going to ask next if you were going.
We'll sit outside the castle.
We did that with Tom Jones last year. Tom Jones was playing. Obviously, that was also a very important, like, and sold out incredibly fast.
Yeah.
So we just went and, you know, we got a free concert ourselves. We just sat outside the castle. We sat in the youth park next to Cardiff Castle and just listened over the castle walls.
Yeah.
We also had the DJ sets after the show, and it looks like those also sold out really quickly.
That was also sold out.
Are they DJing on top of our bus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought maybe I could get tickets to that, but no.
That sold out too.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you what, let's play some music for people to listen to, and then we'll come back. And then I do want to talk more about Clavier Bach, because just dropping a bit of lore here for people, we were there a little while ago.
Yeah.
Great night out.
So should we play a bit of Pompoko? Now, they're not from Wales, they're not even from the UK, but they're a Norwegian kind of jazz indie punk band, and they're going to be at Focus Wales. I feel like they're sort of a UK band in the sense that they're here a lot, and they're going to be in Toronto in January, actually, which I mean that already gets points in my book, because if you're willing to brave the weather and drive across Canada in January, that's a lot.
It's the fact that they are, you know, going to Canada as well and not missing out. And because I suppose it can be frustrating with bands touring across the US or across America, North America, and only doing like US states and not, you know, just leaving out maybe like Canada.
Yeah, they're going to be playing at the Monarch Tavern on the 21st of January. So that's going to be a small show. So if people like this, they should check that out. I'll tell you who didn't come to Canada when they played a US tour, Sprints, because they just did a, they did a run across the US just now, like a month ago. And it was all sold out. Like, their show sold really well as well. People really liked them. I almost ran into them in London because they were playing a show the same night as English Teacher. And I had to make up my mind at the very last minute about whether to drop my English teacher, like return the English Teacher ticket and go see them instead, or just stick with the English Teacher. And it was such a tough choice, but honestly, just for logistical reasons, because it's a hassle to return tickets, I decided to just go for the English Teacher show. But they were both doing an after show party at the same kind of pub, and they were both going to be DJing. And I went to hang out there after the show for a little while. But because, like, London kind of had the train stop running, like, at 11.30, 11.45-ish. So I had to leave. And just as they were entering the door, I was leaving it. So I saw them for, like, a second.
No way. So annoying. It's unfortunate, really, because it seems like nightlife is sort of dying out a little bit, with that it's less accessible to get out. Unfortunately, in Cardiff, there is no nighttime transport, so it's a bit of a nightmare getting back home if you can't. We're lucky enough that we can just walk. Or worst case scenario, you know, we can jump in a taxi or an Uber. But yeah, it's a bit of a pain to not have, like, nighttime transport.
Cheap nighttime transport as well.
I mean, hopefully I'll get to see Sprints again. But you guys should see them, because they're going to be headlining at Focus Worlds next year. I'll play the song Ticking because it's been on my mind for a bit. Cool. And then I'm going to throw in one non-Focus Worlds artist who I just found a little while ago. She's a pop singer in London, I think. She's called Chloe Keisha, and she's just released an EP, self-titled Chloe Keisha. And there's a song on it called Evelyn that's just super catchy. And I think this is her first EP, so I feel like it's worth playing as well.
Get her work out there, get her music spread out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I knew it. crept into my dream. I tried to make you leave, but then I just got Stockholm syndrome. So call a medic for me, 'cause she's your one and only. I'm bleeding out here slowly. Hey, hey, let's go. Does she kiss you?
Am I alive? Am I alive? Am I alive? Am I alive? Am I alive?
We've been listening to some artists who are playing at Focus Wales, like Pompoko. We heard their song Pile of Wood. And then we also heard some new artists who've been putting out cool stuff. We heard Chloe Keisha with her song Evelyn. That's from her debut EP, self-titled. And the reason why we've been talking a lot about Wales today is because my two guest co-hosts are joining me from Cardiff today. And we've been talking a lot about kind of the shows that you guys are going to and everything. But we're going to take it back a little bit because I joined you guys when you went to Club Iverbach last month. And they were doing a post-punk night over there. And it was so nice to like just like hang out with you guys for a couple of hours.
Yeah, it was really great. It was great to see you again and catch up. And I hope you enjoyed got most out of London as well. It did sound like you had a fantastic time there. But it was a really interesting night. They played some really interesting music. A bit of a like mild sort of start with, you know, not being too. It was sort of quiet when we met up, and you know, but it was slowly picking up. Like it's, you know, standard club nights really, where it's quiet up until. Yes. Mm. Yeah. I think, to be honest, Club Iverbach is always a club that's always going to be busy. Mm-hmm. Even when it's quiet, you know, it's never dead.
No.
They've always got something on.
I was just surprised they didn't have a show on the night before because it was a Friday night when we went. And, like, I thought they'd have a band playing because they tend to have really good bands playing.
Yes.
Mm.
So my friend and I, we just kind of waited across club at the Moon. Which is closing now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's closing.
It's really sad. Sad news, unfortunately. I think with the cost of living crisis, that the Moon has just not been able to afford to stay open.
Such a shame.
It's heartbreaking for everyone in Cardiff and Wales, because it is a grassroots venue, very important venue, especially for independent artists and like new artists who are just starting out. For them to have a venue to play at, and it's really important as well for the locals as a gathering, as a social gathering, and as a hub, and also, you know, very affordable. You know, hardly ever charged for entry, and if you were, like, it would be like 3-5 quid, like it would be nothing.
When we went, it was pay what you can, which is also a really good model.
So very affordable and very affordable bar as well, and always fantastic atmosphere. Always
it was the first Cardiff show for a lot of really like bands that are now really big. I know that Bob Villain, who are kind of like a punk duo, who would do sort of grime punk stuff, and I think they also had one of the most important albums of 2024. But when they first played in Cardiff, I think it was the Moon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they say it's one of their favourite venues.
I think Fontaines DC's played one of their first gigs in Cardiff
in the Moon.
So, you know, it's a very important venue of like people who turn out massive have started small. It really is a sad time. I think that the Moon will be getting some financial support from the council, as far as I've read. I think Cardiff Music City as an organisation are trying to help out to keep the Moon staying open, whether it's to relocate the venue or keep it open somehow. I hope that they can help, and I hope that we can somehow keep the Moon open, because it's such an important venue, and it would be such a shame if that would have to shut down for good.
Mm-hmm.
Really would.
Yeah, I feel like that whole street, Womanby Street, is just such an important one for music, because it's like you have the Moon doing kind of indie stuff. Right next to that, what was the jazz club called?
Bootlegger.
Oh, Bootlegger, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
There was another one just down the street from that as well. That was sort of like a
Fuel
rock
as
night.
Well.
Yeah, Fuel. Fuel. And on the other side of the street, there's Club Iverbach.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they need to keep that as a music space, that just the whole street. But they did have a DJ night there. A post-punk night, which I'd never been to one before. Like, usually when you have nights over here, they tend to be a little bit more popular. Like, you see people doing Y2K nights and, like, Taylor Swift nights and all that. Post-punk night is just so niche that I love the concept of it. Like, there were some things on there that I think we were talking about afterwards, and we were like, okay, yeah, they have to play some of these songs. But there were some things that we thought they maybe missed. How did you guys find the playlist overall? Like, you were there a little bit longer than we were. We got really tired by about 12:45, 12:50, and we were out by 1.
Yeah, so I think they were pretty good at that. The DJs did cover what it means to be post-punk. You know, it's such a variety of different music. They definitely played a lot of, like, mixed music underneath the post-punk genre. You know, they had everything up from, like, the 70s and up until, you know, now. Played some classics, played some more, like, mainstream stuff as well. Played some more sort of, like, underground stuff. Even played, like, stuff that's been trending on TikTok, as far as from what I recognized. So you had a little bit of everything there. Pretty impressive DJ set, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They went right from the guitar bands to, like, grimes as well. They had quite the range. And they had some stuff that I know came out just a week before. So they'd really been, like, updating their playlist. It hadn't just been sitting for a bit.
Yeah, no, I think it's they're obviously, like, very set on sort of promoting new music as well and getting new music out there. Sort of keeping the playlist fresh, I suppose, as well.
Really. Then one band that I think, did you get to see HMS Morris at the Welsh Music Prize?
Yeah, only a short set, but they were very interesting.
Well, they were the ones eating fruit and...
Yeah, they were eating bananas. Yeah.
On stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were very, very, very lively on stage. Had quite a charismatic stage presence in that. They were hardly standing still at all, eating bananas and throwing the peels out to the seated crowd. interesting choice.
Did anyone take it home as a souvenir?
I have no idea.
So maybe Levin saved it to get signed afterwards for the after party that was also taking place in the Millennium Centre. But yeah, they were very, like, they hardly stood still at all. Like, the guitarist was dancing around, and that, I think, so the pianist or, like, the keyboardist was also very much, like, moving about. So yeah, very charismatic band for sure.
I feel like they should have been on the club post-punk night, just because I feel like they went heavy a little bit. So it wasn't all just, like,